This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:34. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Kelvin, Ayman and Lynn. Keith Kam joins us in the studio for the Market Wrap. Now, the past month or so has been all kinds of, has seen all kinds of political stories dominating our local headlines. Intimate videos, who's jumping to what party? How does this affect decisions made by investors who might be keen on putting their money in Malaysia?
So, right, Kelvin, there is some consideration taken when investments are made into certain countries, because obviously you don't want to put your money into anywhere where the government might suddenly fall or change because of protest, because of corruption or whatever the reason is. Because this basically means there's a lot of instability. Instability leads to volatility, which is something most investors try to avoid. Unless you're more comfortable with the riskier investments, because that usually means higher returns. But right. Most people just want to play it safe. Now, Malaysia, for one, thankfully, we've actually proven ourselves post GE14. We didn't see the country crumble. The economy is still okay. We still have jobs. So this gives that level of confidence to a lot of investors that the policies we have in place are still strong. So I spoke with Danny Chang. He's Standard Chartered Malaysia's Head of Investments, Product and Wealth Management. He says many of his foreign clients are still in Malaysia, mainly due to the stability we have showed in that past 1 year.
That premium that people used to put as a risk premium on Malaysian assets, I would say have narrowed, because that stability that we have shown and demonstrating that urgency to restructure our tax, for instance, that's a good vibe we're sending out. It's just that this takes time to play itself out. But you see, the fact that I'm confident or less unconfident on you politically is only one factor I look at when a foreigner puts money or not put money into Malaysia. Because things like valuation of stocks is really critical. And the fact is, Asia as a whole, we are at a premium, still at a premium, more expensive than the rest of Asia. We've always been. So you have an environment where you are more expensive, the company earnings don't grow as fast. So it's not just politics and anything that's causing it. It's a combination of things.
So Chang pointed out that company valuations are also another deciding factor in investment decisions. And that's where most Malaysian firms have so far missed the mark.
It's interesting that he talked about the good vibes Malaysia has shown since GE14, for example, in us wanting to implement institutional reforms, but that has yet to bear fruit.
Well, as you can see, these are sort of things that take time. They go through parliament, they go through the cabinet, and NGOs have their say, chambers of commerce have their say, and we are still suffering from a brain drain as well. Mm. And I think this is something the government is still trying to address. Now, this morning, there was some interesting announcements by Dato Sri Anwar Ibrahim. He is the chairman of the Parliamentary Caucus on Reform and Governance. Now, he said during a press conference that the national economic policy is obsolete and must be removed. And he's also calling for race-based economic policies to be dismantled. But we have to see where this leads, because he's actually advocating for affirmative action, which is more needs-based rather than race-based. And let's see where he goes with this.
Mm-hmm. So moving on to Bursa, I've noticed that Genting's shares are on the move again. And, you know, a couple of days ago, you did talk about the possibility of the theme park opening earlier than initially thought. Do we have confirmation on this?
Not so much as when the theme park will open. But if you remember, we were talking about how Genting is suing 21st Century Fox and Disney $1 billion for backing out of an earlier agreement to allow Genting to use Fox and Disney intellectual property for its theme park. They have actually come to a settlement, which means Genting, they will have to rename the Fox World Park, but they can still use Fox intellectual property. I'm not sure what that means. Maybe we can start seeing Futurama or Simpsons rides at the park. Yeah, the potential is quite significant as well because, as you know, Genting is... its main attraction has always been the casino. With this opening up, you might get to see more Muslim visitors to visit the park as well. At the close of trade today, Genting Malaysia was up 6.3% at RM3.90. This is an 8-month high. Genting Berhad itself was up 2.3% at RM7.06. And not too bad because the entire KLCI was down 0.5%, as it was the rest of Asia, down 1,648 points.
Keith, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.